Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know him. You love him. He has covered the Guardians, Indians, Major League Baseball, so many other things over the years. He has always been, and I will say this till I'm blue in the face, a great read, not just a good read, a great read. And he is from the Chronicle Telegram. His name is Chris Ossenheimer. Ossie!
What's happening, fellas?
What's up, man?
Hello, Chris.
Is that my music? Do I like have intro music?
It is now.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime you come on, we play Public Enemy by the time I get to Arizona. Come now.
It
gives me an excuse to play Public Enemy, Ossie.
I'm honored.
You have made it, my friend. You have your own walk-up music on our show. Congratulations.
That's awesome. Seriously. All right.
All right. You ready for tomorrow? Are they ready for tomorrow?
Yeah, who cares about Ossie? Are they ready?
Yeah. I guess. I mean, they better be, you know. It's kind of cool that they're starting in Oakland for vote. So there'll be some inspiration. And it's the, you know, first series of the season. I don't think the Guardians are necessarily a postseason contender, but I think the division is weak enough that I think you can say three or four teams could win that division. Of course, the Royals don't ever get in the conversation, but there is reason to be excited. Baseball's starting, and it's not like they're going into the season with no chance. I mean, they certainly could pull what they did 2 years ago. And they have enough to win the division. I just don't know that they have enough to do anything once they get to the postseason.
All right, so riddle me this one. MLB.com polled a bunch of folks who work for them, and they didn't have our team winning the division nor getting a vote for the wild card. How can the Guardians win the division, Chris? What would have to go into that? And, you know, we can all think rotation and everything else, but what would have to go right for that to happen?
Well, Shane Bieber has to become Shane Bieber again. Last two seasons have been subpar by his standards. I know that they haven't been bad, but he hasn't had the velocity, and it appears that he's got that back this spring. They need a monster season from Jose Ramirez, and they need big years from Josh Naylor, which they got last year, and Andre Ximenez, but they didn't get that from him last year. they need a lot, Jeff. I mean, the rotation, if it stays healthy, but I mean, you know, Tristan McKenzie has not been able to stay healthy. He looks like a one or two starter when he is. But that hasn't been the case. Now you got Gavin Williams dealing with an injury. That's not a good thing. And you hope Tanner Bibee continues to progress. And that's even before you get to the bullpen, which there's going to be a lot of new faces there this year. And Class A wasn't as dominant as he was the season before. So, you need everything to happen, I guess.
Chris, how surprised were you when you heard the word that Miles Straw was going back to Columbus?
It was surprising. But then you think about it, and you're thinking, well, I mean, once you saw him clear waivers, then I guess it wasn't so surprising. Sure. But you did think, I mean, especially, you know, I guess they have center field candidates, but it was surprising just because he's so good defensively. And Tito was willing to put up with that, much because he had to, but still, he's such a good defender that, I mean, extra outfielder, okay, but yeah, the putting on waivers, that was a slightly surprising.
One thing that surprised me since all that happened, Chris, was Chris Antonetti, front office, saying we expect him to play a major role on this team in 2024. How? How's that going to happen? What's that going to happen?
I suppose that's just something to boost the guy's ego or be positive because he just got placed on waivers and he thought he was going to be the starting center fielder. I think that's just president speak. Not that Miles, I mean, if they're center fielder, Laureano, Florial, whoever it is, if they struggle, then certainly you could see Miles back because he is the better defender. If the guy in center is not going to hit, then you should probably have Miles Straw in center.
That makes perfect sense. Do you have a feel for what they're thinking with Kyle Manzardo this year, who has been sent down to AAA here to start the season?
I expect to see him at some point. It made sense. They all say it, players say it, everybody says it. Baseball's a business. It made sense when De Los Santos was going to make the roster because they had to see what they had in this guy, you know, first couple months. At least that was the mindset when Manzardo first got sent down to the minors. But then you see De Los Santos doesn't make the roster. And, I mean, it's clearly a business move, but it's a head-scratcher because this is a team that really needs power. And you got a guy in AAA who could potentially provide that. So, yeah, when it happened and that De Los Santos was still around, okay, you know, you can use that excuse. But when he's not on the roster, that kind of goes out the window. And now it's just, oh, you sent this guy down because of service time.
I don't know. I look at what they have in the outfield now, too, and DeLauder's the other one, too, that we kind of were like, huh, I wonder if he's going to get a shot or how soon he's going to get a shot. And, I mean, you're going into the outfield with a guy that's never really played outfield before. So help me with that, will you?
Yeah. I mean, it's not a great thing when Stephen Kwan is clearly your best outfielder. He's a good leadoff hitter, you know, and stuff like that. But left field's usually a little bit more than that, and he'd be a nice complimentary outfielder for sure, starting outfielder. But when he's your best, that's an issue. And, yeah, I mean, at some point, if these guys struggle, if Florial struggles, if Will Brennan struggles again, I was actually surprised if Will Brennan made the roster, to tell you the truth. But yeah. I mean, if these guys struggle, you know, and you would expect them to struggle a little bit when you look at the outfield, who's going to be running out there. So you would hope they would be flexible, and it always comes down to are we contending? That's always, you know, if we'll do this, we'll do that. If we're contending, well, we saw last year that wasn't the case because they were contending and they still pulled the plug. So, the young guys are probably going to be up at some point. You just wish they maybe would have started the season.
Rocchio at shortstop, right move for now?
Yeah, why not? I mean, someone's got to out of. I mean, someone's got to out of that group's got to start. So why not give him a shot? And people have been wanting to see him there on a regular basis for a little bit now. So, he'll get the first shot. But as you know, he better not struggle because they can certainly move Arias there, Tyler Freeman, things like that. So, I think it's all right that he's getting the first shot. Why not? You know, Actually, Arias got the first shot, but apparently he didn't do enough. So it's Rocchio's turn now, and who knows, maybe midway through the season it'll be Tyler Freeman there.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Vogt's ready? I mean, I'm not sure. I'm excited for him. I think I'm happy for him. Everything I've heard is good, but he has no managerial experience, and tomorrow night we'll find out for the first time.
I was just going to say, you know, I mean, guys who their first year as a major league manager, I don't know a whole lot of those guys who have led their team to the postseason. I think that he has this advantage in being a rookie, not like just your everyday first time a major league manager. He kind of was like a manager towards the end of his playing career. So, I mean, he talked about how he'd sit in the dugout when he was injured and stuff like that, and just watch the manager, watch Bob Melvin, I guess, was who it was. And so I think that gives him a little edge over most first-year managers, is the fact that he was kind of like that, an assistant coach on the field in Oakland. So that'll help him a little bit. But, yeah, I mean – who knows? It's crazy to me that, you know, guy was out of the league, or guy was playing against some of these guys that he's managing right now 2 years ago.
Do you think Chase DeLauter makes his major league debut this year, Chris? Or do you think that they're just going to be patient, let him spend one more year refining his skills in the minors?
I think that I think Manzardo is a better shot of seeing him, just because DeLauter hasn't even played at the AAA level. So, but you know what? I mean, if he starts the season at AAA, just tearing it up, then why not? They have to examine everything, because they don't have that team full of all-stars. So you got to take a look at everything, I would think. And if guys aren't producing, then why not give a young guy a shot, you know?
Agreed.
Are you excited for the season? I don't think there's a whole lot of energy for the season right now. I mean, Chris, you've covered this team for a couple of years now. It's amazing how young you are for as many years as you've covered this team.
Really true.
It's truly amazing. But are you excited? Like, I mean, or is it just exciting to say, okay, I've got, you know, we got the first one tonight, and then they're going to be home. The ballpark's going to be looking a lot different. I'm excited for that. I don't feel the energy right now. None.
No, I'm with you, you know, and I think some of that has to do with, and I know that they open at this time all the time, but March Madness, I think it's not great for baseball. You know, I mean, everybody's focused on March Madness right now. You know, you got to really be a baseball head to look past March Madness and say, hey, season opener in Oakland. But yeah, I think that there is some level of excitement, because like I said, I think they can win the division, and you know, it's baseball starting again, but I'm with you. I mean, I don't see everybody going crazy, and you know, they're not hanging their Guardians banners outside their houses these days.
That's a good point. All right, Chris. That's it, man. Next time we talk, the season will be underway. I mean, we're going to be so excited. It's going to be awesome.
7-game lead in the division.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be talking about how everyone's surprised. We're all pumped for the season. Let's go.
Let's get some energy. Let's go. You just got me pumped. Forget what I said. I am
See?
Excited. Let's go.
I just brought you out. I got to go in there and give that speech. Nice. You need me on that wall.
That's what friends are for, Andy. Thank
That's why
you.
You're the man. That's why you, my friend, are a great read. Thank you.
See you guys.
Talk to you later. Chris Ostenauer, make sure you read him every day in the Chronicle Telegram. And, of course, he was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. That's right, the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. 216-474-0092 is the number to call in, or hit us up on social media, X at CLE Talking Heads.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Okay, we talked to Chris Ostheimer. If you missed any of that, go to the Odyssey app or 923thefan.com. And you'll be able to go back and listen to it. In fact, Chris Rose is going to join us at 1, so we'll talk more baseball with him, and we'll talk NFL stuff with him as well, because he is both the host on the Rose Rotation, and you see him all the time on the NFL Network. Chris talked a little bit about the playoffs, and so did MLB.com, Jeff.
They looked ahead, Andy. They said, experts predict 2024 division winners and World Series champs. Okay.
And?
Well, they talked to 88 MLB.com voters to predict which teams will win the divisions. In the AL East, they took the Orioles, which I think is funny. I love that. In the Central, they took the Twins. Others receiving votes, Tigers, Guardians, and Royals. So the Guardians did get a couple of votes to win the division. Missing there, I don't see the name White Sox anywhere. I was going to say, yeah, five teams in the division, four of them get votes. That tells you pretty much all you need to know. So the Guardians did get some votes there, but they picked the Twins. And as they said, the Twins won 87 games last year. That was it. And they won by 9 games.
Sad, isn't it?
It's like, oh, really? Ooh, okay. There you go. So there's something. Then they got into the wild cards. And they picked to win the wild cards the Yankees, the Rangers, and the Mariners. And it said others receiving votes. This is for the American League wild card.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Jays, Astros,
okay.
Rays, Orioles, Royals, Twins, and Tigers.
Wait, what?
Others receiving votes to win the wild
Royals,
card.
Royals, Twins.
Blue Jays, Astros, Rays, Orioles. Royals, Twins, and Tigers, not Guardians. So somebody thought they might be able to win the division, but nobody thought that they'd be able to win the wild card, though they gave thoughts to the Royals and Tigers.
Yeah, that's odd. The wild card. Really?
Yeah.
Do you find that? I find that odd. Do you find that odd, Dan?
I do.
Mildly, but everybody likes the shiny new toy. I mean, that's everybody wants to pick the Tigers because they're shiny. You know, the Adley Rutschman took a leap forward. Tarek Skrubel's getting a lot of Cy Young buzz. A lot of, you know, the odds for Cy Young for him are going high after his second half performance. Riley Green looked better. Everybody likes the shiny new toy.
Hmm.
You know, so I could see where you look at the guards and you're like, well, there's really not a whole lot here that's shiny and new.
Sports Illustrated says the Twins are the heavy favorites to win the AL Central. Followed by...
Would you agree with that, by the way?
Yeah, I think that's easy.
I think so, too.
Are we all buying that? We're all buying that, right?
I would think they're the favorites.
Although the Central gets goofy sometimes. And just, you get one or two guys hurt, and boom, everything
justifiably
flips.
The favorites.
Yeah. We're all on board with that? I think so. Okay, all right. Raise your hand if you're not. Okay, I see you driving on 980. Yeah.
92.3 The Fan. Breaking news.
Breaking news at 92.3 The Fan, presented by BetQL. Bet smarter by downloading the BetQL app and use Ohio 25 to get 25% off your first month. Sham Sharania, The Athletic, Cavaliers All-Star Donovan Mitchell targeting return to action as soon as Friday's home game against the 76ers. Mitchell has been sidelined since March 16th due to knee issues and a nasal fracture. So Donovan Mitchell looking to return to action as soon as Friday's game against the Sixers.
Okay.
Reaction on 92.3 The Fan. Jeff Phelps, go.
You making fun of our new breaking news?
I had no idea what that was. I thought you actually started a commercial at first. No, I know.
92.3 The Fan. Breaking news.
Yeah, instead of the
This is breaking news. Donovan Mitchell expected to play Friday.
Everything's fresh.
Yeah.
Good. They clearly need him. I think there's no question. His absence shows what he means to the team. They're under 500 when he doesn't play. When Darius doesn't play, they're not under 500. When Evan Mobley doesn't play, they're not under 500. They're under 500 when Donovan doesn't play. Glad he's back. Hope they can get some things. Glad he hopefully is back. And then we'll see. And Andy, if that knee's not right, keep sitting out, young man. Do not push it.
Is there any chance they can just play Charlotte every game? Or maybe even meet up with them in the first round of the playoffs?
No.
Oh, I was trying. Yeah. I'm trying to find something optimistic. That would put him up against the Sixers on Friday. They're in trouble if he doesn't play. We all know it. This isn't earth-shattering. Now, it is breaking news that he's coming back. That I agree with you. But it's not
possibly
earth-shattering.
Possibly coming back on Friday.
Oh, it's just possibly? I thought he said he
targeting.
Was. Targeting.
Targeting.
Oh, all right, targeting.
Targeting is different than is.
Isn't that like the Nick Chubb story, too, in the last 24 hours? Same thing? He's trying to get back to football-related activities. These are all in the same
kind. Well, that's kind of the idea.
It's the genre, right?
You plan to play football. You better get back to football-related activities at some point.
And he plans to play basketball. So now he'll be back to.
Which is odd because he really doesn't have the build you're looking for in a point guard.
Yet they need him. Otherwise, you can forget about it. Oh, are you talking about Nick?
Well, you said Nick plays basketball. I made a little funny following up your line.
Oh, sorry.
Which completely went over your head.
Yeah, because I didn't mean to say basketball. That's the problem. Sometimes you have air between your ears, sometimes you just things slip out.
Move along. I'm sorry.
So just going back to that with Donovan Mitchell. I hope he comes back. Jeff, they're in trouble if he doesn't play. And now it sounds like he's targeting Friday.
Okay.
Right? We're all on the same page?
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know how to.
I wouldn't say trouble. I mean, their challenges become.
If he doesn't play, do they win in the first round?
No.
No. So,
ask me if he plays, do they win in the first round?
Jeff, if Donovan Mitchell plays in the first round, do they win?
I don't know.
I guess it depends on who they play.
I guess it depends on how they play.
Wow, you think it's about them and not the other team?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There's some pretty good teams out there.
Yeah, they can
play to their maximum potential and still not win.
I think they're a different kind of team. They have certain things that they have to deal with. And your two top scorers are your two small guards. And I know Donovan Mitchell has long arms, great wingspan, got it. Your top scorers are still your two guards. Nothing wrong with that. You just have to make it work. And, you know, we'll see how it comes with the other guys as well. And if Max Strus is able to contribute and George Niang, and they can knock down shots in the playoffs. And, I mean, that's there's no reason they can't.
So let me bring this up.
That's why they tweaked the team.
I don't know if you heard this morning, Jeff, but you know, there's been all this talk about the future, what's going to happen to the Cavaliers.
Donovan Mitchell, free agent at the end of next year.
Yes. George Niang was on with the morning show this morning. I don't know if you caught this or not.
I think it's the Ken Carmen show with Anthony Lima and George Niang. Isn't that what the billing is now?
If you were listening, no, it would just be the Ken Carmen show with other guys.
Oh.
That's really what it is. Okay. So my point, though, is this what he said? This is George Niang on the morning show.
No, I think the biggest thing is, you know, what Donovan has done here so far has been pretty amazing. You know, he's an All-NBA player, and whenever you can have someone like that lead in your franchise, I think it's a really good thing, along with the young core nucleus that we have. I think Cavs fans and us as an organization are extremely excited about what the future holds. Obviously, you know, Donovan, you know, talked to me about coming here. I'm not in his head, but obviously I'm a firm believer that this is where he wants to be. I think all of us are excited to be here, especially, you know, for what we've been building. Yes, I know the last 20 games haven't gone ideally how everybody has wanted them. At the same time, I think what we're building here is special, and I think we do have another, you know, a chance to put up another banner like they did in 2016.
Wait, are you saying that George Niang, who talks to Donovan Mitchell all the time, thinks he wants to stay in Cleveland? Oh my goodness, Knicks fans, what are you going to do? Wait a minute. His teammate said he may actually want to pick Cleveland over New York. Wow. Wow.
Oh, okay. Can I reel you in?
Well, here's what I know. That if something was said like that and it was the other way around and there was just even a hint of maybe New York was in the back of his mind, you know that every like arrogant Knicks fan, the New Yorkers that want him to play for the Knicks would all be like, well, it's so obvious. You know, can't you see? He doesn't want to be in Cleveland. He wants to play in New York. And even when he's come out and said stuff before, people are always like, you know, he wants to play in New York. He's going to be in New York. But yet, didn't he go to prep school and like not really spend that much time in New York growing up? And I just sometimes, can we let the player just make the decision when the time has to be made? Instead of sitting here and just be so arrogant and full of yourself to go, he's playing for the Knicks. He's going to play for the Knicks. We all know that. I can't stand those kind of people.
Okay, can I play devil's advocate?
Sure, go ahead. You think he's going to the Knicks? Why don't you play? Do me a favor. Why don't you play devil's advocate in a second here? I want you to hold that thought because it'll give you a chance to just really
to refine my thinking.
Yes, let everything just ferment, and before you actually say something that you know.
Well, it's a direct comment on what Niang said, so we'll have to refresh ourselves.
Okay, we will do that in a moment here. That's what we're going to do. 216.
Realize how hurtful your words can be when you do it.
That's true. 216-474-0092.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Okay, we talked to Chris Ostheimer. If you missed any of that, go to the Odyssey app or 923thefan.com, and you'll be able to go back and listen to it. In fact, Chris Rose is going to join us at 1, so we'll talk more baseball with him, and we'll talk NFL stuff with him as well, because he is both the host on the Rose Rotation, and you see him all the time on the NFL Network. Chris talked a little bit about the playoffs, and so did MLB.com, Jeff.
They looked ahead, Andy. They said experts predict 2024 division winners and World Series champs. Okay.
And?
Well, they talked to 88 MLB.com voters to predict which teams will win the divisions. In the AL East, they took the Orioles, which I think is funny. I love that. In the Central, they took the Twins. Others receiving votes, Tigers, Guardians, and Royals. So the Guardians did get a couple of votes to win the division. Missing there, I don't see the name White Sox anywhere. I was going to say, yeah, five teams in the division, four of them get votes. That tells you pretty much all you need to know. So the Guardians did get some votes there, but they picked the Twins. And as they said, the Twins won 87 games last year. That was it. And they won by nine games.
Sad, isn't it?
It's like, oh, really? Ooh, okay. There you go. So there's something. Then they got into the wild cards, and they picked to win the wild cards the Yankees, the Rangers, and the Mariners. And it said others receiving votes. This is for the American League wild card.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Jays, Astros,
okay.
Rays, Orioles, Royals, Twins, and Tigers.
Wait, what?
Others receiving votes to win the wild card.
Royals,
Twins. Blue Jays, Astros, Rays, Orioles, Royals, Twins, and Tigers. Not Guardians. So somebody thought they might be able to win the division, but nobody thought that they'd be able to win the wild card. Though they gave thoughts to the Royals and Tigers.
Yeah, that's odd. The wild card. Really?
Yeah.
Do you find that? I find that odd. Do you find that odd, Dan?
I do.
Mildly, but everybody likes the shiny new toy. I mean, that's everybody wants to pick the Tigers because they're shiny. You know, the Adley Rutschman took a leap forward. Tarek Skrubel's getting a lot of Cy Young buzz. A lot of, you know, the odds for Cy Young for him are going high after his second half performance. Riley Green looked better. Everybody likes the shiny new toy.
Hmm.
You know, so I could see where you look at the guards and you're like, well, there's really not a whole lot here that's shiny and new.
Sports Illustrated says the Twins are the heavy favorites to win the AL Central, followed by...
Would you agree with that, by the way?
Yeah, I think that's easy.
I think so, too.
Are we all buying that? We're all buying that, right?
I would think they're the favorites.
Although the Central gets goofy sometimes. Just, you get one or two guys hurt, and boom, everything
justifiably
flips.
The favorites.
Yeah. We're all on board with that? I think so. Okay, all right. Raise your hand if you're not. Okay, I see you driving that 980. Yeah.
92.3 The Fan. Breaking news.
Breaking news at 92.3 The Fan, presented by BetQL. Bet smarter by downloading the BetQL app and use Ohio 25 to get 25% off your first month. Sham Sharania, The Athletic, Cavaliers All-Star Donovan Mitchell targeting return to action as soon as Friday's home game against the 76ers. Mitchell has been sidelined since March 16th due to knee issues and a nasal fracture. So Donovan Mitchell looking to return to action as soon as Friday's game against the Sixers.
Okay.
Reaction on 92.3 The Fan. Jeff Phelps, go.
You making fun of our new breaking news?
I had no idea what that was. I thought you actually started a commercial at first. No, I know.
92.3 The Fan. Breaking news.
Yeah, instead of the...
This is breaking news. Well, Donovan Mitchell expected to play Friday.
Everything's fresh.
Yeah.
Good. They clearly need him. I think there's no question. He is... His absence shows what he means to the team. They're under 500 when he doesn't play. When Darius doesn't play, they're not under 500. When Evan Mobley doesn't play, they're not under 500. They're under 500 when Donovan doesn't play. Glad he's back. Hope they can get some things. Glad he hopefully is back. And then we'll see. And Andy, if that knee's not right, keep sitting out, young man. Do not push it.
Is there any chance they can just play Charlotte every game? Or maybe even meet up with them in the first round of the playoffs?
No, and
can't have
no.
That. I was trying. Yep. I'm trying to find something optimistic. That would put him up against the Sixers on Friday. They're in trouble if he doesn't play. We all know it. This isn't earth-shattering. Now, it is breaking news that he's coming back. That I agree with you. But it's not
possibly
earth-shattering.
Possibly coming back on Friday.
Oh, it's just possibly? I thought he said he was.
Targeting.
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 Oh, all right, targeting.
Targeting is different than is. Hmm.
Isn't that like the Nick Chubb story, too, in the last 24 hours? Same thing? He's trying to get back to football-related activities? These are all in the same
kind of... Well, that's kind of the idea.
It's the genre, right?
You plan to play football, you better get back to football-related activities at some point.
And he plans to play basketball. So now he'll be back to...
Which is odd, because he really doesn't have the build you're looking for in a point guard.
Yet, they need him. Otherwise, you can forget about it. Oh, are you talking about Nick?
Well, you said Nick plays basketball. I made a little funny following up your line.
Oh, sorry.
Which completely went over your head.
Yeah, because I didn't mean to say basketball. That's the problem.
Oh,
sometimes
okay.
When you have air between your ears, sometimes you just things slip out.
Move along. I'm sorry.
So just going back to that with Donovan Mitchell. I hope he comes back. Jeff, they're in trouble if he doesn't play. And now it sounds like he's targeting Friday.
Okay.
Right? We're all on the same page?
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know how to...
I wouldn't say trouble. I mean, their challenges become...
If he doesn't play, do they win in the first round?
No.
No. So,
ask me if he plays, do they win in the first round?
Jeff, if Donovan Mitchell plays in the first round, do they win?
I don't know.
I guess it depends on who they play.
I guess it depends on how they play.
Wow, you think it's about them and not the other team?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There's some pretty good teams out there.
Yeah,
they can play to their maximum potential and still not win.
I think they're a different kind of team. They have certain things that they have to deal with. And your two top scorers are your two small guards. And I know Donovan Mitchell has long arms, great wingspan, got it. Your top scorers are still your two guards. Nothing wrong with that. You just have to make it work. And, you know, we'll see how it comes with the other guys as well. And if Max Strus is able to contribute and George Niang, and they can knock down shots in the playoffs. And, I mean, and there's no reason they can't.
So let me bring this up.
That's why they tweaked the team.
I don't know if you heard this morning, Jeff, but, you know, there's been all this talk about the future, what's going to happen to the Cavaliers. You know,
Donovan Mitchell, free agent at the end of next year.
Yes. George Niang was on with the morning show this morning. I don't know if you caught this or not.
I think it's the Ken Carmen show with Anthony Lima and George Niang. Isn't that what the billing is now?
If you were listening, no, it would just be the Ken Carmen show with other guys.
Oh.
That's really what it is. Okay. So my point, though, is this is what he said. This is George Niang on the morning show.
No, I think the biggest thing is, you know, what Donovan has done here so far has been pretty amazing. You know, he's an All-NBA player, and whenever you can have someone like that lead in your franchise, I think it's a really good thing. Along with the young core nucleus that we have, I think Cavs fans and us as an organization are extremely excited about what the future holds. Obviously, you know, Donovan, you know, talked to me about coming here. I'm not in his head, but obviously I'm a firm believer that this is where he wants to be. I think all of us are excited to be here, especially, you know, for what we've been building. Yes, I know the last 20 games haven't gone ideally how everybody has wanted them. At the same time, I think what we're building here is special, and I think we do have another, you know, a chance to put up another banner like they did in 2016.
Wait, are you saying that George Niang, who talks to Donovan Mitchell all the time, thinks he wants to stay in Cleveland? Oh my goodness, Knicks fans, what are you going to do? Wait a minute. His teammate said he may actually want to pick Cleveland over New York. Wow. Wow.
Oh, okay. Can I reel you in?
Well, here's what I know. That if something was said like that and it was the other way around and there was just even a hint of maybe New York was in the back of his mind, you know that every like arrogant Knicks fan, the New Yorkers that want him to play for the Knicks would all be like, "Well, it's so obvious. You know, can't you see? He doesn't want to be in Cleveland. He wants to play in New York." And even when he's come out and said stuff before, people are always like, you know, he wants to play in New York. He's going to be in New York. But yet, didn't he go to prep school and, like, not really spend that much time in New York growing up? And, I just sometimes, can we let the player just make the decision when the time has to be made? Instead of sitting here and just be so arrogant and full of yourself to go, he's playing for the Knicks. He's going to play for the Knicks. We all know that. I can't stand those kind of people.
Okay, can I play devil's advocate?
Sure, go ahead. You think he's going to the Knicks? Why don't you play, do me a favor. Why don't you play devil's advocate in the second here? I want you to hold that thought because it'll give you a chance to just really.
To refine my thinking?
Yes. Let everything just ferment and before you actually say something that, you know.
Well, it's a direct comment on what Niang said, so we'll have to refresh ourselves.
Okay, we will do that in a moment here. That's what we're going to do. 216.
How hurtful your words can be when you do it.
That's true. 216-474-0092.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.